This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Majority Republicans in the House of Representatives are demanding to hear from public health officials in all 50 states to know what they are doing to prevent House of Horrors abortion clinics like the one Kermit Gosnell ran in Pennsylvania. The Susan B. Anthony List and other pro-life groups have been warning that Philadelphia's Gosnell Clinic is just the tip of the iceberg nationally. While Kermit Gosnell's defense attorney expresses anger at how long the jury is taking in that case, many others are asking why so long. A picture, they say, is worth a thousand words, and LifeNews.com shares photos of the jury sheets marking out over 250 charges against the abortionist. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4-ME. In other news, 20,000 Canadians turned out for that nation's protest against abortion allowed in Canada since 1969. Human rights activists have learned from forced abortion opponent Chen Guangcheng here in the U.S. that his elder brother Chen Guangfu was beaten violently by two plain-clothed young men this Thursday morning in China. And one of the kidnapping victims freed in Cleveland, Michelle Knight, was apparently forced to undergo abortion at least five times. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.